My confession.
You're listening to Quick Tips for Manifesting Your Heart's Desire at yogaofalignment.com, where you get bite-sized applications of Law of Attraction, giving you the tools you need to manifest the desires of your heart in all areas of your life. Comments for each and every one of our shows are open. Email me directly at rebbe@yofa.net or drop by the website yogaofalignment.com.
Today's short excerpt is from a Yofa Remote Energy Healing Workshop. Sign up for the next free healing session at theyogaofalignment.com.
I honor the divinity in this person. I have compassion for the humanity in this person. If you just keep doing this outside of the workshop, it's unbelievably powerful. But at least I want us to just do it for ourselves here in this workshop. And so everybody consider your name having been included. Okay? And now, I actually want to take this even further. I'm trying to think if I really want to do this. I think I do. Okay. So I want to add another aspect to this. I don't think I've ever done this before. I'm going to kind of do some things here tonight or today that I've never done before, things I've never talked about before. So this is something that has to do with your relationship with me and my relationship with you. And it's an interesting one because here I am, I'm talking and you're listening. And so I'm playing the role of teacher or leader or healer or whatever. And by the way, I was born into this name Rebbe, and Rebbe happens to mean teacher. Rebbe means rabbi, which means teacher. And then I became a doctor, and doctor means teacher. So as Dr. Rebbe, it's teacher. Basically, you know, I'm going to be teaching. It's just sort of, it seems to be partly what I came here to do. But in another moment, in another context, I am student, and maybe you're teacher. And so what I want to share with you today is about the part that I'm playing here on this call in the context of these two agreements. And I hope that this really does something for you. So the words that I want to bring in here are authority and humility. So when we all honor the divinity in each one of us, what we're doing is we're honoring the authority that we are in our own lives. You know, when I honor the divinity in you, I'm saying you are the master of your life. You are the authority in your life. And when we have compassion for the humanity, we are embracing the humility of being human. We just are not, you know, we don't have it all together, to say the least. So, or I can only speak for myself. So I'm bringing this up here because I personally can be like a ping pong ball between these two. So I happen to have a mystical nature. I receive messages, perceptions. I get understandings out of the blue. I can feel energy in my hands. I just am one, you know, like I'm one of those kind of people. So you can call it what you will, but when these things come through me, I want to share them with anybody who wants to listen. It's just how it is. And I'm guided to teach. And with these kind of unusual perceptions coming through me, I speak with utter authority. I'm sure if you've been around me for a while, you know those moments where I'm just like, I'm just talking, and you know kind of it's coming from another place. And that's just because I'm in a state of honoring the divinity within me, and I'm letting it flow, and it's happening as I teach or I write or I do my healing work. But here's the thing that I really want to share with you folks. Is that I know you know this, but I feel the need to say it. That is not all there is to my human story. I've got problems just like everybody. I suffer physically and emotionally quite a bit. So when I'm stuck in those challenging states of mind or body, here's what happens. And maybe this happens to you too. I'm going to guess that it does. I start telling myself that I should not be teaching. Or I should not be doing this healing work. It's like I must be a fraud because, you know, like, why do you always have to be putting yourself out there? Would you just stop already? You know. And so the question is, do you have these two different voices in you too? One that wants to express your talents, that speaks with authority, maybe it doesn't speak, maybe you do something really well or whatever, and one that wants to hide or one that wants to negate how amazing you are. So I just felt inspired this time to put this out in the open so that when you hear me speaking with clarity and authority, you can pretty much probably trust that something that I'm going to say is going to be beneficial to you because it's coming through someplace. It's not me, you know, it's just coming through. But it does not necessarily mean that I always have access to that clarity. I'm simply honoring the divinity. And so I want you to know that there's plenty of humanity in me that you could have compassion for. I've never really gone into this big explanation before, but the reason that I'm doing it is twofold. I want to allow myself to speak freely from my place of authority, because I want what I'm doing here today to carry with it the power of all the non-physical energy that is so available to you for your healing. And I don't want to have in the back of my mind, oh, if they find out, or there are people, maybe people on the call who know me personally who've seen me in, you know, like as a melted ball of crying mush on the floor or something, you know. And so I want you to know I'm not claiming to be some enlightened being. I just happen to have some stuff coming through me. And so that's what we're doing here today. And I really appreciate, you see, you, we all have this dual nature. And here on this stage, on this call, you're giving me the gift of permission to speak from clarity and to share my gift with you, even though we know we all have the same human frailties. And so I thank you for that. And I'm just saying that to kind of make this a safe space for me so that all my cards are on the table. And hopefully the other side of that is that this will encourage you, if you have that imposter syndrome or, you know, negator in your head stopping you from showing your art or running for office or doing whatever it is that you feel called to do, but you have a voice in you that says, who do you think you are? Let's understand this, that sometimes we're in the flow, the divine spark is flying through us, and sometimes we're in the human limited perspective and we're negating. And so the thing that I'm wanting to encourage in you folks and in myself is to just shine your light, do what you do, share your talents, and so what if you have other aspects of you that are human? I mean, of course you do. We all do. Anyway, okay, so that was one little spiel I wanted to give you guys. Let me take you folks off mute for a minute and just everybody, like, if what I just told you, like, you can relate to it, just yell out yes, okay? Hang on a second. Okay, could you relate to that?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
If you enjoy the content of this podcast, I think you're going to love the Yofa Meditation Center. It's an online membership where you learn Yofa meditation for spiritual awareness, for healing, and for manifestation. And if you sign up during our current promotion, you'll only pay half price. Use the coupon code PODCAST50 to get 50% off for as long as you continuously stay a member. Go to theyogaofalignment.com/meditation to begin the transformation. I'll see you there.
Thank you so much for listening to Quick Tips for Manifesting Your Heart's Desire. If you listen to this through a click-to-play option, please consider subscribing to our podcast. You can look up Quick Tips for Manifesting Your Heart's Desire in the iTunes directory or follow the directions at yogaofalignment.com. You can receive remote healing sessions to support all aspects of your life. Monthly memberships available at alignmentforhealing.com. Join us next time for another bite-sized application of Law of Attraction so that you can more joyfully manifest the desires of your heart.